91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Norman. Loyalist radio student Michael Clark is living out his dream. It all started in September 2010 when he thought about starting his own online radio station. But he needed to make one sacrifice to make that happen.
I had a 2000 GMC truck. Mm-hmm. Last year for the parades with 91X, I helped. And as soon as the parades were done, I actually sold my truck for $2,500 to buy my equipment.
That proved to be a good sacrifice. His radio station now has its own website, two separate computers, a separate internet account, and more. Clark hopes to build on that success as well. He hopes one day he can broadcast live from anywhere around the world with the special software that allows him to do so. Another female RCMP officer is accusing the force of harassment. Corporal Elizabeth Cotera filed a lawsuit against the Supreme Court. The suit names the province's Solicitor General, the Attorney General of Canada, and three members of the Mountie E Division as defendants. Cotera says she was subjected to an atmosphere of fear and control while working with the Drugs and Organized Crime Unit in British Columbia. The last total lunar eclipse of the year is Saturday, and there won't be another for 3 years. Viewers in the western half of the United States will have the best view Saturday, well before dawn. The farther west, the better. The scene from the Pacific, Australia, and parts of Asia will be prime. The action will be unfolding there Saturday night, local time. This is the second total lunar eclipse of the year, when the entire moon is in the Earth's darkest shadow and will appear red. The first one was in June. That's it now until 2014. Until then, stargazers will have to settle for partial eclipses. A Russian military official says the country is preparing to deploy S-400 surface-to-air missiles in Kaliningrad. The ITAR-TASS and Interfax AVN news agencies cited Colonel Andrei Bobrin as saying the S-400s are currently undergoing tests. He did not say when the missiles would be deployed to Kaliningrad, the western exclave that borders Poland and Lithuania. S-400s are mobile-launched air defense missiles with a range of 120 to 400 kilometers. The announcement comes amid rising tension between the U.S. and Russia over Washington's plan for a missile defense system in Europe. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev threatened last month to deploy missiles to Kaliningrad and other areas to be aimed at U.S. missile defense sites. Environmental Commissioner Gord Miller is giving the Liberal government a poor grade for energy conservation. Miller says the province has fallen short of its target to reduce Ontario's peak electricity demand by 1,750 megawatts between 2005 and 2010. He also believes the government will meet only 75% of its target to cut down its own electricity consumption by 15%. Miller adds there's no evidence the drive to install smart meters and switch hydro users to time-of-use pricing has helped consumers conserve electricity. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hastings, Prince Edward County is calling out for help. They are currently in need of volunteers. A big brother or big sister is there to mentor the child and be a positive role model in their life. Caseworker Caitlin Doherty says positive changes are seen.
You just see tiny improvements throughout, you know, their years that they're matched together, whether it be that they've improved their social skills, their manners, anything like that.
As of right now, there are over 129 children on the wait list for Big Brother or Big Sister. Protesters vow to return to the Congolese embassy in Ottawa today to continue the demonstration over that country's elections. The protesters say they're rallying against Canada's lack of action on what they say are corrupt elections in Congo. The group is demanding Canada and other countries investigate the election results. Ottawa police deployed pepper spray to disperse the crowd outside the embassy yesterday afternoon and arrested three people. Niagara Regional Police say parents intervened when a 12-year-old boy intended to use a BB gun at school. Police allege the boy planned to use the gun against three people at a school in Waynefleet, west of Welland. Investigators say school officials were notified and provided assistance. The boy has been charged with three counts of uttering threats to cause bodily harm. No other information is being released. Hamilton police have released a surveillance video as they investigate an incident at a downtown mosque. The 90-second video shows a black car pulling into the mosque parking lot and a man getting out of the passenger seat and walking to the front door. He's next seen getting back into the car about 15 seconds later before it drives off. The man is believed to have posted a cartoon of the entrance, which was found on Sunday by members arriving for prayer service. Police aren't saying what the cartoon is depicted, but they are asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. Former junior hockey coach and convicted sex offender Graham James has pleaded guilty to sexual assaults involving two of his former players, including NHL star Theo Fleury. Shinta Puxley has more.
A thinner, grayer Graham James entered the plea in a Winnipeg courtroom via video link from Montreal. The disgraced coach pleaded guilty to two charges involving two former players but didn't plead guilty to two counts involving a third alleged victim. The facts read out in the courtroom said James's abuse of NHLer Theo Fleury started in 1983 and lasted until 1985. The statement said the encounters began with James fondling Fleury while he slept and escalated to the coach performing oral sex. James will be sentenced in February when the Crown is expected to argue for jail time. Shinta Buxley, the Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
An experiment on the popular science show Mythbusters has sent a cannonball into a Dublin neighborhood. Nobody was hurt in the incident. The cannonball was fired from a bomb range at Camp Parks in Dublin, soared 700 yards and into a nearby residential area. The projectile hit one house, bounced across the street, ricocheted off a second house, and impacted into a minivan. That's 91X News to 504. Tim Baer has sports next.
Meta Employment Services.
If you're planning to hire, call Meta Employment Services today. We advertise job openings, collect resumes, pre-screen, and provide funded training for eligible candidates. Meta's committed to helping employers with the entire hiring process, ongoing monitoring and support, all at no cost. This Employment Ontario service is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Meta Employment Services.
Meta, let us work for you. In the Sydney Plaza, Belleville. Call 966-9069.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Baer with 91X Sports. Major League Baseball's winter meetings in Dallas are being dominated by Albert Pujols. The St. Louis Cardinals first baseman has been courted by many teams since he became a free agent at the end of the season. Many believe the bidding is now a two-team race between the Cardinals and Miami Marlins. Both teams have offered Pujols 10-year deals worth up to $220 million. Pujols has spent his entire 11-year career with the Cards, winning three MVP awards and two World Series rings. NHL disciplinarian Brandon Shanahan has been very busy lately. He was at it again today when he punished Dallas Stars defenseman Mark Fistrick. Fistrick was suspended three games for his hit on New York Islanders forward Nino Niederreiter last Saturday. Niederreiter suffered a concussion on the play. Shanahan said Fistrick's hit was a charge because he jumped. He was not given a penalty when it happened on the ice. And Fistrick's suspension ends on December 15th when the Stars play the Islanders again. There's a bat, ball, bases, and pitcher, and no, it's not baseball. Christine Hosler has more on the new sport that's come to Loyalist College.
Technically, the pitcher is called a bowler, and the bases are actually wickets. It's cricket. And it made its debut last night at Loyalist College. Almost 20 people came out to the gym last night. Most of them were international students looking to get a little piece of home halfway around the world. And it's no different for Virendo Singh.
We in gym love to play cricket. And this the opportunity given by the Loyalist College, we sport it, we love it. And hope we get opportunity to play cricket in outdoor.
Well, it was the first and last cricket of the year. Recreation staff hope to be able to have cricket become a weekly event at the school come January. Christine Hosler, 91X News.
The Ottawa Senators are looking for some good old-fashioned payback. The Washington Capitals beat the Sens in overtime last Saturday, and the two teams will face off again in Ottawa tonight. The win was Capitals head coach Dale Hunter's first since taking over from the fired Bruce Boudreau on November 28th. There are two other games in the NHL tonight. Carolina Hurricanes head coach Kirk Muller will try again for his first win behind the Canes bench in Edmonton. And the Philadelphia Flyers are wrapping up their three-game road trip in Buffalo. Major League Baseball sent a clear message to media members today. If you're covering the game, you better cover up. Ed Donahue has the details.
Muscle shirts, short skirts, or flip-flops will get reporters kicked out of the ballpark. Baseball is the first major pro league in North America to impose dress guidelines for media members. Beachwear and clothing with a team logo are out. So are visible undergarments. An MLB spokeswoman says no one expects reporters to wear a suit and tie. The skimpy attire worn by some of the TV reporters covering the Marlins in Miami drew particular scrutiny. I'm Ed Donahue.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy late this evening and a low of minus 2. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour early in the afternoon and a high of plus 3. Thursday night, cloudy, a few wet flurries beginning late in the evening. Wind west, 30 kilometers an hour, becoming light in the evening. Wind becoming west, 20 overnight. Low, plus 1. And Friday, periods of snow, high, plus 1. Right now, it's 2 degrees. 91X on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer for 91X News.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.